Lester Pines, arguing for the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, told the court the state constitution allows the legislature to determine where, when, and how voters can cast their ballots, but it prohibits them from regulating who can vote beyond what the constitution lays out.
What this law does is it says everybody has to have the government of this state verify that they are who they say they are. They are not who they say they are until the government says they are. That's fundamentally wrong.
But Assistant Attorney General Clay Koski, defending the law, says the Constitution does not expressly forbid the legislature from requiring photo IDs at the polls. He says the law simply serves to help enforce the voter registration requirements.
Because it allows a registered voter to show up on Election Day and prove that he or she is the qualified registered voter that he or she claims to be.
Koski says without voter ID, the possibility for people to impersonate a qualified voter increases, thereby diluting the vote and threatening the integrity of the election. But the other group challenging the law, the Milwaukee chapter of the NAACP, argued there is little, if any, evidence that such fraud is occurring. Wisconsin's voter ID law is one of the most stringent in the country. Many observers expect its constitutionality may eventually be decided in the U.S. Supreme Court. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.